Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network.
Holy moly, the roads are deserted. Except for you. And the fire truck. Oh, you pointing out the obvious. What's shaken? Happy 4th. Yeah, happy 4th. Not much, just sitting at my desk going through some stuff. Looking at the rainy mess and all the branches that came down in my yard. Fun, fun. K8 BSI. Yeah, we were out on the lake when it blew through. It was quite something. Didn't really get a chance to see what it was like back home here, but a lot of stuff down all in and around here. So, I didn't check my yard yet. So, after breakfast, I'll go do a chase the yard, see if we lost anything.
Oh boy, wouldn't want to have been on the water for that one. Yeah, it kind of took us by surprise. I had the back side of the house. The blinds were closed because of the heat. You know, because that's where the sun comes in. And then all of a sudden we heard all this wind and stuff, so we opened things up and looked out, and it was just crazy. The wind, the front was ahead of the rain by like 5 minutes, and it just was took us by surprise, but it was a nice little storm, I guess.
That's what I'm doing. I'm cleaning the leaves out of my yard right now.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, I bet you've got a bunch of stuff in there from that woodline by you.
Yeah, a couple big branches, but not too bad.
Yeah, my long wire antennas, it was really sagging and stretching when the trees were blowing around. So it looks to be intact, but I'll have to inspect it when I get out there. Probably got a dozen or more big branches, plus all the little ones that I've got to pick up, and some of them I'll have to cut to get into the bin, but no big deal. Do it all the time.
Sorry, I was pouring my Starbucks. Oh, man. I'm sweepy this morning. Hey, Feda. No, are you going to, you guys still do the breakfast thing, or has it been dwindling? No, still going, and still can be quite a crowd. Yeah, if it wasn't 45 minutes away, I'd go. It's better than waking up to the girls. They got their friend over. Oh, my goodness. They're making a big mess.
You should come anyway, Steve, here.
Yeah, if you're ever bored, you guys can head down. But, Greg, we haven't seen you at the New Haven one. That's not too far for you. Dave's made it once. That one's turning out to be kind of a good thing. Every other month on a Sunday.
Right, yeah, I missed the last one. I think I forgot about it or something. But, yeah, I'll have to try to keep apprised of that. And either one, I mean, I could go down there as well. I mean, it's Saturday morning, like you said, there's no traffic, but I haven't even showered or anything yet. So maybe one day I'll get back down there. And yeah, I'm glad you guys got a good crowd still going there. That's always a good gathering.
There was a Phil in there. Go ahead, Phil.
Good morning. So we're
without power. We're going to have a generator. So, something happened to my All-Star interface. It's not working. I got to figure out what's going on there this afternoon. It's a sleepy morning. Hop in the car and come down. There's a big tree limb down. Usually there till probably at least 9:30, 10, I don't know, around 10 o'clock.
Come down to the hood. In May, I gotta walk this dog a little bit and then see where we're at.
At least get cleaned up a little bit and head down there. KGVSI out for a bit and then back when I'm mobile.
Okay, you just doubled a little bit, so you coming down, Greg?
Yeah, I gotta go get cleaned up a little bit and then I'll head down there, so I'm out for now and be back when I'm mobile. KGVSI.
Okay, of course it's Come As You Are event. All right, see you on business. Glad you're coming. Get Sean to get this coffee.
How'd the outing go with the weather and everything?
Oh, it cleared up just in time, and it was very nice.
Roger, we got a later start on the cooking. We were supposed to eat around 6, but it was more like 7:30. And right while we were out there doing the barbecue, it kind of blew through. But he has a big covered patio, so it wasn't detrimental, but we were out there grilling when the worst of it came through.
Ouch! Yeah, wow. Yeah, well, as soon as Wally and Mary pulled up, the storm got extremely windy, and our power went out, and then the generator kicked on, and then it was fluctuating, so the power was going on and off, and so I had to throw the breaker to keep it running constantly. So it's been running since. But during that, the power things, I think they wrecked my pie here in the repeater.
Yeah, that's how our power did the other day. It up down about 6 times, and then finally shut it all down. And we were out from 6 p.m. until the next day around noon, and then the house never cooled down, never recovered. And then the next day they took it down for about an hour. Understand that they did the repair and they were switching us back to the same, to our existing circuit. And then we've been, knock on wood, we've been good ever since. So not supposed to be nearly as taxing today. So hopefully they get you up and running. But you've been out since last night, eh?
Yeah, right around 6:30. And generator's still running. The estimate said by midnight tonight. Originally they said by Monday at midnight. Great, but now they're saying at least by today, sometime.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, but you got a whole house, and so you know it does your air, right? So as long as you got your everything you need and your air, then you do pretty comfortably. We don't have air when ours goes out because I just do a portable. I'm thinking about making some changes. I wouldn't always have the air available, but in situations like we had the other the other day, you know, I would roll out a second generator just to run the air.
Yeah, that's, well, my transfer switch is one of, you know, supposedly smart ones. You know, you run the low voltage of the compressor through it, and if it determines the load sufficient enough, it allows it to run, otherwise it'll cut it out.
Had to figure out what it would take to run a, I don't know if I got a 2-ton, I think I got a 2-ton air conditioning unit. I have to figure out what it would take to run that. I got a 5K generator, and then I've got the new 9K. I run the house with the 9K. And if I could pull out the little the 5K just to run the 2-ton air conditioning unit, I don't know, or vice versa. I ran the whole house on that 5K. So, yuppers. I got to figure out how to I got to put in some sort of a transfer switch, though, in order to do that.
Yeah, well, we have two air conditioners. We got a smaller one upstairs for our master suite and kind of thing. And that, so that runs regardless if we have it on. There's no, you know, it's an all self-contained unit, and so that doesn't go through the, transfer switch, but it's a small one. I don't even know what size it is. It's probably, I don't know those terminologies for AC. So, anyways, I remember in our old house, I had a big generator, but I never had it set up to run the air conditioner. We had two big air conditioners in the old house. So, I eventually, you know, and my concern was, you know, if we were out of town, I didn't want things to happen, so I didn't care about the air conditioning if we were out of town. But then I realized the one time when it went out for quite a while, we couldn't run the air conditioning because it was on a separate circuit. It wasn't running through the generator. And so I put a transfer switch in that I could go out and manually throw those transfer switches, which would connect the air conditioning units up in case I really wanted it.
Right, that's kind of where I'm at. And the other issue I have is I've got the interruptible service for my air conditioning unit, so that presents a little bit of a conundrum. So that's why, you know, I got two generators, and I figured if I ran, and I'd probably have to run them both if I needed the air, because I don't think either one's, well, I know for sure the one's not capable of running the house and the generator. And I doubt the new one can run both the house and the air conditioning. So I'd probably have to wheel them both out, but that'd allow me to keep them separate. But I always wondered, how would you do that if you had that two services? You had the regular and the interruptible, and then how could you service both of those from one whole house generator? That's got to be, is that what you're doing?
No. First of all, the interruptible, all it does is it breaks the low voltage line to the compressor. There's an easy fix for that. Hint, hint, clue, clue.
I understand that, but that's not what the issue is we're talking about. We're talking about how, when you have the interruptible service, how do you power both from a single whole house generator?
It doesn't matter. As long as they both come off the same panel, it makes no difference. Like you said, all that does is control the same thing my transfer switch is doing. It breaks the, when it gets the signal, it just breaks the control line to the compressor, you know, the 24 volt or whatever that is. That's all it does. So as long as you're on the same circuit, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, but I have two separate meters. Okay, so I got mains comes in, 2 meters, and one goes strictly to the air conditioning, and the other one goes to the rest of the house, to the breaker of the house. So how do I taking t- 2 meters and have one whole house generator handle the output of both of them.
Oh, I didn't realize it was 2 meters. Oh, that's different. I didn't know they were doing that. Where I lived, when they had the interruptible, it's still a single meter, but they put the interruptible on the second air conditioner and still ran off all 1 liter. Well, let me think about that. You can probably do, you know, probably have to set up a contactor that runs up the, let me think about that. I mean, it can be done. You just have to have some kind of a relay system. So when the generator does kick on, the power goes out, the relay, you know, some of the relay is energized under normal conditions. When the power goes out, it drops the relay, which then switches it to the other circuit.
I got a crazy idea. So do I, but I generally don't voice them in public for fear of getting arrested. This is KDAMJJ at northbound on 52, and where's everybody out today? Nobody. It seems to be pretty dry out. But anyways, what I'd do is I'd just put an outlet. I know the jumper wire idea with this double-ended male is kind of dangerous. Don't do it unless you know what you're doing. AKA the suicide cord. But I'd have an outlet on the other panel, and I'd have an outlet on the main panel, and when I have to, just flip the breaker to power the other panel, making sure the other panel is off, not feeding from the mains at all.
Yeah, good morning. Name here is Sean. So the problem is that this interruptible circuit that goes to my air conditioner, you got mains comes in, goes through its own meter, and then that goes straight into, it's got one, like one of them double bus fuses, you know, type interrupter like you'd have like on a major appliance. It's got like one of those, it goes to that and then goes straight to the compressor. So, you know, there's really no outlet, there's no nothing like that. I mean, I have to install it, right? But if I'm doing that, I might as well just put in, you know, a manual transfer switch at that point. And, you know, because I want to run separate generators. You know, I presented one problem in the conversation because it seems more difficult to go from two split supplies to one supply, i.e. one whole house generator. But my situation would be a little different. I'd want to keep them split. I'd have my house running off one generator, and then only when it's just brutally hot and I just, like, the last couple of days, I would roll out my second generator, you know, luxury of having a second generator, just to run that air conditioning unit. Or you could alter them back and forth, you know, kill the power, run the air for a little while, you know, then kill the, you know, then switch them back and forth. I suppose you could do that. But that's neither here nor there. You know, it's more about the logistics of doing it. But, yeah, there's no panel, there's no nothing, you know, so there's no way to backfeed per se. I'm installing, you know, hardware any way you slice it up for this particular scenario. Phil?
Yeah, that seems like the best idea, just put a separate transfer switch off that circuit. But I'm assuming you still need house power, because you need to run the fan and all the other circuitry that's not, you know, that's inside the house. That circuit only runs the compressor. Probably, I'm assuming the way it's set up. So you still need power on the other end, so alternating wouldn't do it, I don't think. The other gentleman, go ahead, I didn't get your name. What is up in the sky here? There's something, I think it's a banner being pulled by an airplane. I don't know what for, I don't know what's going on. All right, it's down near south of like 696 and west of 75. I don't know what's going on. All right, then the other gentleman, go ahead. KPR.
ADAMJJ, handle here, Chris. Just approaching M21 off of 52. But, all right, yeah, it sounds like a... Yeah, I've never seen that kind of setup where it's I mean, it's just basically a meter. I'm assuming there's a, there's got to be a, oh, probably one breaker. Anyway, that's kind of different. So you got two. Oh, well, that kind of half makes sense. So
okay,
you got
mobile power. It's been a while. Where the heck am I going?
Yeah. So if something breaks the relay, since the relay's no longer got the memory circuit put onto it, that's all that is
you
got your one kind of
12 24
volt
Roger.
Back into it, keeping it alive. So that would do the job there. But, I've never seen something like that. Let you guys get back to chatting here, and I'm going to try to learn some stuff. MJD.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, Chris, the computer over here has an issue. It sometimes stops transmitting, and we missed, after you introduced your name and stuff like that, we lost it. So, it's back up now. Try again.
I'll say I've never seen the two-meter system there. That's kind of unique. I've never ran across one in the wild, but... That's my position at work, is I'm a controls technician, and I'm just like, oh, okay, I got this. I know how to bypass that if necessary. Obviously, I don't, because that's something I haven't seen before. But it sounds interesting. I'm just going to go ahead and go on the side here and listen to you guys, and maybe I'll learn something. This is K8MJJ. I'll be monitoring.
KD8BSI.
Hello, Gweggy. We got Chris with us, MJJ. He's probably been listening, and Phil and I are still here. And just discussing how I can keep my interruptible service, how I could power it. I think we've concluded here amongst all the discussion that I'm just going to have to put in a separate transfer switch, little manual transfer switch just for that. And Phil, you're right. Yeah, I didn't think about that. You know, my blower, I keep the electronics and the blower and everything for the furnace. I keep that all on the main house, obviously, because I want heat. And so I would have to have both running. So unless I'd have to come up with some other harebrained scheme for that. So, yep, can't get away with alternating. I wouldn't really want to anyhow. What I'd probably do is I'd probably, if the little 5K could run the compressor, I would just wheel that out for the brutally hot days and put that on the air. Normally, I probably wouldn't even need it. Every time, this is the first time I've had an outage where I absolutely needed the air. Most times, we just open the windows, put on some fans, just deal with it.
Okay, sounds good. I'm just pulling in here. I assume you're sitting here. Yeah, there you are. All right. Alright, so, Greg, see you when you get here. Dave, if you're listening, you should come. I'm out, KP here.
I'm on my way, KP.
It's a party.
Greg, I was just wondering how far out you guys are.
I am about 19 mile at M53. I need to know where I'm going again. I think somewhere is around 12 and DeQuinder. Give me the name of the restaurant and the cross streets again.
Yeah, it's on 12 mile road just east of DeQuinder. So 12 and DeQuinder, and it's called the Cozy Cabin.
All right, Roger, Dodger. I'm guessing 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, real good. We'll see you guys when you get here. I imagine that Dave's similar time.
About 23 minutes, 8:21 expected arrival.
All right, we'll see you guys when you get here. We'll keep the light on for you. Near.
no banjos.
Alright, W8FE.
Alright, Dave, we need you with the stragglers the last minute.
I didn't turn around yet.
Dave, where are you at?
I just have my handheld today. I'm on M53, approaching Garfield. So, you take that to our, sorry, I'm on M59, going west from Garfield. I'm going to take Van Dyke Expressway down.
All right, very good. I'm at 17 and a half mile in Van Dyke, so you're not too far back.
Yeah, I couldn't find my keys, otherwise I'd be on the road sooner. Had to use the AirTag locator.
Oh, that always adds excitement to the morning. K8 VSI.
Yep, the traffic's starting to pick up now. I think people are waking up.
Yeah, there's light traffic here. It's not bad at all.
All right, I'll see you in a bit. I'm going to focus on driving. Passing the Halo on Hall. We know the other name. KFAS. I'll see you in a bit.
All right, sounds good. KD8 VSI.
KF8, FGS in the mobile. Good morning. Happy 4th of July.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8, GPA, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Golf. Baker, Alpha, do you copy KF8FGS? Kilo Bravo 8, GBA, do you copy KF8FGS? No response, KF8FGS. Monitoring.
KF8FGS. KF8FGS. Finding good signal. KF8FGS. This is Whiskey 8 Bravo Papa Alpha call. KF8FGS. W8DPA.
Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Nate, are you awake? But did you see all the fences got blown over in that, Sheets compound?
I'm sorry, did I see what?
The sheets they're building, all the fences are all blown over.
No, I didn't see that. Oh, wow. Must have been pretty stormy last night. It was crazy out there at our house. I was afraid some big limb was going to come down and break my stepper again.
Right. All right, I'm going to back in. I'm going to go walk my yard, see if we lost any in the back 40. We have a lot of small branches down in the front. Oh, man, you didn't show Dave and Greg your wicked cool radio setup.
No, I didn't. They didn't ask.
how it's, I forgot about it. I saw pictures, but dang, I could have saw it. Oh, well, next time.
Well, next time I'll probably have the other head. It's even cooler.
There you go. That's why you didn't show them, because you want to wait until you got the E5. All right, I'm here. Catch everybody in a bit. W8FU.
All right. Nice having you guys join us. Made it nice. All right, catch you later. Okay, Peter.
Yeah, next time, don't let me forget, because I would like to see that. I saw the early pictures when you just got started with it, so it looks pretty slick. And yeah, glad we came down. I have to tell the waitress that you guys had to rent me and Dave because your normal crew wasn't there. Anyway, see you next time. KE8 BSI.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KS8S, KE8 VSI.
Can you hear me now? KS8S.
I was just wondering how far you got. I'm on 23 mile between Shader and Hayes.
I stopped at the sheet, got myself a Coke Zero, so I am at the, what is it called, the Mound, 18 and a half in Mound, getting on to the connector.
All right, very good. Yeah, I went all the way to Van Dyke. I got to Mound, and I went, oh, geez, I could have done that, but I was too late. I was in the left lane.
Yeah, I forgot to hook up my little connector thing to my radio, so I don't have my amp. But, yeah, making good timing. I mean, there's a lot more people on the road now.
Yeah, definitely more people, but that's not a hindrance at all. So, zipping right along.
All right, I'm going to set this thing down. And make my way home. KE8.
All right, very good. Talk to you later. KE8 VFI.
KE8 TFM. How you doing, Greg?
I am good. I went to the Saturday morning breakfast for the first time in a very long time. So just making my way home now. What you up to?
I'm driving up north to the cabin. I tried to go last night, but a friend of mine who came in from Romania to visit, his flight got canceled coming into Detroit, and he got stuck in Toronto. I drove to Toronto last night, picked him up, came home, slept for a little bit, and now we're finally making our way up north.
Wow, that's quite a hiccup in both his plans and yours. Awful nice and lucky guy that had somebody able to do that. So, yeah, run to Toronto for the pickup. But very good. That's awesome. And you still got some time to enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, it's been, I want to go there and just relax, it's been a crazy few days. So Thursday night, I found out I had to be in Sheboygan, Wisconsin to drop some parts off to the customer. So I got up Friday at 4 a.m., and my daughter went with me, but we drove to Lexington, got on the Badger, went to Manawick, I think, and then we dropped off those parts. And then 1:30 in the morning, we got back on the Badger to come back. So yesterday at 6:30 a.m., we got back to Ludington. Then I had to drive home. And the intent was go to DCW and pick up Doug, engineer here that works for me, and he had the whole flight capacity happen. So it's been a lot of driving. So I've, let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm on the 5th 4-hour journey. So yeah, so it's been a crazy couple days.
Wow, yeah, you definitely get some excitement there. Jeez, some back-to-back things, so. Yeah, it sounds like you're getting, not at the end of the rope, but you're getting there, and I am pulling in my driveway, so I'm going to get inside and continue my day. Listen out, KE8VSI.
All right, sounds good. Have a good holiday. KE8 TFM monitoring.
KE8VSI. Billy, you still there? Just wondering who got home first, me or you. I think that was Dave trying to get in, but barely made it, didn't really make anything out.
That's a bummer.
All right, I heard that.
I'm aiming my antenna. Not that I think that matters.
I don't know. I heard that too. So, yeah, you got to be getting up this way now.
Yeah, I'm on mount. I'm at 23 cars filled. So, about 5 minutes from home.
All right, very good.
Yeah, once I get in range of my note, I can just use that, because I got that on the FBI at the moment, I think.
In and out on that one, got about half of it.
Roger that. Yeah, I got this little tiny UHF antenna.
Well, that's not bad for that, considering where you're at and where the repeater is. You're doing just really good at that point.
Yeah, I've got the little UHF amp and the BNC, but I don't have it hooked up right now, and, you know, it's more.
I got the first part of that, but, yeah, you got to make sure you have that stuff with you. Anyway, going to get moved on here. Talk to you in a while. KE8VSI.
All right, talk to you later. KF8S.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CNN Network.
website is microair, microair.net.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were going to give me some information here. What the... Give it to me now.
It's called microair, microair.net. And you can actually buy them, believe it or not, from Amazon.
Okay, refresh my memory. What do these do?
It doesn't put your generator to its knees when your air conditioner kicks on. It ramps up the current draw of the compressor.
Oh, okay, right. I will look into that. Thank you.
The only hiccup to them is they're $400, but, you know, my guess is what was happening there at your house with that generator and the air kicking on, which is, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, that's what was making all this thing. That's probably why your pipe leaked out as well.
Yeah, well, I was a little bit on the stupid side. When I moved all the stuff here, I thought it was just going to be temporarily, so I just had it plugged into one of the regular outlets in the basement, and I did not have it on the UPS system that protects all the other stuff from doing that. So I just ran an extension cord, so and everything's running now off the UPS.
Yeah, but that big drop and that sudden surge, that's not helping your TV, your refrigerator, all that other stuff, you know. So are you still without power?
Yeah, the generator's still running. It's been going all night.
Yeah, they get a big major power outage over here, too, but it missed our subdivision. All around us, you can hear everybody's generators running, but we're okay. But, they said, like, I post somewhere, 10% of DTE's customers are without power, and they're saying they're not going to have some of these fixed until July 6th. So that's a long time to go, and today's supposed to be another hot one, so... But anyways, yeah, that's fine. But yeah, I would definitely look into that, you know, especially if that's your forever home, because you're gonna hurt something really bad more than, you know, $400.
Right. I know what you mean. Well, I'm going to look into that, that's for sure. But, yeah, but the original estimate I saw for the server repair was late Monday night. Now it's saying late tonight. It should be back up.
Yeah, that's true. Just be careful running TVs and stuff like that, you know, especially when it's kicking on or, you know, just control when your air conditioner goes on and off because you're not doing any favors. And I'm really shocked. How many times that air conditioner do you know?
No, I don't know.
Get a chance, or if you want to go take a picture of the tag on it, and I can tell you how big it is. So it's probably 3-ton, but still, if it's an older 3-ton, and you've got a 16K generator, you know, that might not be enough to make it start smoothly. And that's why you got drop, and then the generator is able to get it rolling, okay, but then it overcompensates, and that's why your lights all get real bright.
Yeah, are you talking about on the compressor or on the unit inside?
The unit inside is virtually nothing. What it is, it's the compressor itself. So when you call for air, you've got three things kicking on at the same time. You've got your furnace blower motor that kicks on. You've got your
you got your compressor, that kicks on, and then you got your condenser fan, that kicks on. All three of those motors kick on at the same time. You've only got 16K, and it's not really 16K because it's running on natural gas, so you probably only got 14K of power. So because of all of those three motors kicking on at the same time, it works the heck out of that generator. So what this thing does is it leaves the furnace alone. So you get a call for air. Okay, the blower motor on the furnace kicks on. Okay, the air handler, whatever you've got. Okay, that kicks on. And the box waits a little bit, and then it kicks on the compressor slowly, and it ramps up the power to that. And then once it gets the compressor rolling, then it kicks on the fan. So you don't have, all three of those things kicking on at the same time. And that's what's making that major power flicker.
All right, I got a file with all my books and stuff. I'll have to see if I got one for that. Let me look through that. I'll yell back at you if you're here. Keith here.
WAVD. Yeah, Sean's familiar with soft starters as well, so if you need help from us, we'll help you put it in. Or just have an electrician put it in. You might know one or two. All right, later. WAVD.
Have you ever gotten trapped in a absolute nightmare two-factor authentication loop where no matter what you do, you can't get out of it? Sounds terrible. This is so frustrating. It's like I say, it needs to authenticate. Use your password. Then it wants an authenticator. I don't have the authenticator app. It won't authorize the authenticator app unless I log into my email, which is what I'm trying to do in the first place, and it won't let me. I try to use my password. It's saying it's wrong. I try to do that. It's just like, no matter what I do, it just keeps coming back, and it won't let me in. It's like, this is ridiculous. I'm trying to just now get to a reset your password, or something. It's like, oh, my God, this is killing me.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare. Do you have the email on your phone or anything? Is it logged in anywhere else that you could try to see it?
I have no idea. I don't even know where the problem is, so I don't know where it would be right. I've got the phone. I've got my computer. I don't know what else I can do. I just... Whatever, I'm getting back to this.
Sounds terrible. Hope you get it figured out. KE8RU8.
Control Alt Delete or get a tablet.
And you know what? Neither one of those would even jokingly solve my problem. That's not a criticism. It's just pointing out that this is a no solution loop. I've got all sorts of devices. I've got laptops and everything. They all know how to sign in, but now I'm caught in this loop, and I can't get out of it.
WPD Cape here.
Hey, go ahead.
Was that you, Walt?
Yeah, WAVD, Wally. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, so it's a 2.5 ton.
Okay. Let's Google and see what the starting amperages of that. But yeah, that's what the hiccup is. You got all three of them starting at the same time.
Sorry. Well, I will look into this. Anyways, and Sean, if you're listening, my note came back alive for some after having the power off for a little bit. But the PC that I used to run everything on my repeater, to remote into, died. It's one thing, it's another.
keep the Weiss box set up, and I recommend switching over to it. Is that your first one, or did I already give you one? I thought I already gave you one. I don't know. Anyhow, if you can use it, you can owe me the $1,000.
No problem. NCFB about 5,000 breakfasts.
You're connected to CMN Network.
All right, anyhow, I'm back to the... I'm in this absolute nightmare hell. I'm caught in this endless loop of authentication, password resets and stuff, and it's like a loop I cannot get out of. It's driving me up the effing wall. So back to it. Let you contend with the more serious things over there. W8FU.
All right. Catch you later. KPR.
One thing you'll never convince me is not the truth. People that love iPhones just don't know any better.
Hear, hear.
I mean, I like mine, and I'm going to keep it, but there are so many annoyances and things you can't do. iPhone people just put up with it, you know? It's like, okay, but don't kid yourself.
I agree 100%. But, you know, it's a thing. You got to have one. You're not in the in crowd if you don't.
Yeah, try to type on an Android phone.
Oh, God, so much better than an iPhone, I know.
Oh, no. I disagree.
You enjoy having to press down and move this cursor around to get to where you want to type? You know, if it'll go to the end of a word or the beginning of a word, but if you want to get, like, you know, to make a correction in the middle of a word, you got to press and hold, and then slide it, it magnifies, and slide it over to where you want. Yeah, that's great.
Well, I got an S26 and an iPhone, and I can't type for crap on my Android phone. I get frustrated. Where the iPhone, I can, like, invisible type. Like, somehow it knows where my fingers are. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, see, I've had the opposite experience. You think that could be based on keyboard selection or something? I had a S24, and I rarely hit the wrong key. You know, I could type like a million miles an hour, and this one here, constantly hitting the wrong letters. And then when you try to correct it, you know that I'm talking about, where you can't get to, like, let's say you just, like, typoed one letter in the middle of a word. You got to either back all the way up to it, or you got to press and hold, and then slide, and then it magnifies, and then you got to slide it to exactly where you want. Then you can backspace and correct that one letter. Come on.
Yeah, my issue is the iPhones is that you want to do type numbers, you got to switch keyboards.
So are you not
using
they vary a lot of
commonly used
as like a mouse?
The percent sign.
That's what I do.
You can't even ask to find.
All right, you guys double. Couldn't understand either one of you. Go ahead, Sean.
I said, yeah, like the percent sign is a pain in the ass to find. It's like in some super secret, you know, second function, you know, that isn't the native one or something. I don't know. I can never find the percent key when I need it. And if I fumble around enough, now I found the screen that it's in. I just didn't hit the key sequence in the correct order, you know, to get to the percent sign.
Yeah, what'd you say, Dave?
I was just saying, I use the space bar. You know, you hold, put your thumb on the space bar, you can move the cursor around.
All don't know, just, I know an Android one, I've got board that I can just long press and get all the secondary characters and the new numbers are all at the top, so I don't have to keep switching around. I like it.
Thank you on the spacebar tip. That will be immensely helpful.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to both. I don't know, I like reading on the iPhone, but then Android's got all the better apps.
Well, there's so many hold on, make sure I got it. There's so many little frustrations that I never, ever, ever experienced with the Android. And I've had multiple brands, makes, models, although I've switched to Samsung's in recent years without looking back. I just find they're the Apple iPhone of the Android world, in my opinion. But, you know, so I've been making, but people ask me all the time, well, what do you mean? You know, so I'm making a list of all the things that I find. And like that one there, you just kind of fixed that one for me. That makes it much more usable. I still don't like that, you know, as much as just, you know, quick tapping where I want to back up and, you know, but that works a lot better than what I was doing. So very cool on that. And there very well may be, you know, secret iPhone tricks to help you get around those. And if you got completely familiar with all the little iPhone tricks, then maybe it would be a bad experience moving to Android. I don't know. I that's why I went all in. I have nothing but iPhones now. I've got a MacBook. And you know, I talk up the MacBook. I think it's the greatest single, you know, computer ever made. I think it blows away PCs, except for when you have to have a PC. If I didn't have to have one, I'd have all MacBooks. They're fabulous. But the iPhone, I just don't get it, man. But, you know, I'm 2 months into total immersion. Let's see what I think in a year.
Well, I can never decide, so that's why I have both. I use Android in the car. It just sits in the key charger, you know, the wireless charger, and then the iPhone's free.
Yeah, so one thing I didn't like was how you got it, like when you go to pay with your phone, you got to double click and you got to get your face ID. So it's like, so you're stretching out your arm at the drive-thru to get the phone, pay by phone, and then you got to kind of like have it held so you can double click it to go ahead and acknowledge. But then it wants face ID, so you got to keep it close enough while getting your face in there. You know, and sometimes it's quite awkward, particularly at the drive-thru. But I understand you can eliminate that, so that may be a non-issue when all is said and done. But I don't know. I'm going to have to evaluate, well, then what security am I giving up for that? So there's that. The other one is like the space bar thing. Whenever I would scan a QR code with the camera, the little window would pop up in the bottom, and I would click it, and nothing would happen. And then I found there's a little icon off to the right. You click that, and you can choose what you want to happen. But it's like, so you've got to scan it, then you've got to go to that icon, then you say go to the website or whatever. And it's like, now, I don't know if you can make it default or something, but I kept clicking that one on the bottom going, it's not doing it. How come it never does? You know, I scan the QR code, it clearly gets it, but it never goes there. And then I realized there was that little icon that made no sense at all until I clicked it. I said, oh, okay. Then it popped up a menu that said, go to website. You know, so, you know, an annoyance, but maybe that will prove to be something I would really miss in a year's time. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think you can prime the Apple Pay. So, like, you know, you double tap the power button, have it see your face, and the credit card thing comes up, and then you tap the reader. And I don't think it needs your face if you prime it.
Okay, that might be another solution. I will try that. So, well, we're working through them, so we'll see. That's why I said I'm frustrated as hell all the time with this thing, but I'm only 2 months in.
I've had an iPhone for a couple of years on the work side of the house, but I don't do nearly, I don't do any of my recreational stuff on the work phone. So, you know, it's just answer phones, text, emails, things like that. It's locked down by them. So, you know, I didn't really care. That one did everything I needed it to do. I didn't pay for anything. I don't have any of my banking information on that, nothing. So this is now my phone, and so now that changes things. And, you know, now I'm starting to use all those things. You know, I'm starting to figure out. So, you know, it's only been 60 days, you know, so we'll go from there. I did pay for the Apple support or whatever, and I don't know, for better or worse. I'm not usually one to do that, but I figured what the hell. Running it. So the only one left now, and I don't think this is something that there's a hack fix for, but I'm noticing the Bluetooth is just not as reliable. Like, it's like my headset, sometimes it just won't, for some reason, automatically connect to my phone. Sometimes it's not connected, and the only way I can get it to connect, it'll say it's connected, but I have to turn the Bluetooth off on the iPhone, turn it back on, reconnect, and then I'm okay. But I never, ever, ever had any Bluetooth issues with my Samsungs. You remember I had them with that, what was that Google phone I had? That was horrible. And this one is pretty damn good, but it's still, for some reason, my headset will say it's connected, but it's clearly not working, and no matter what I do, I can't get it to go. I just got to turn off Bluetooth and turn it back on.
Yeah, it can be finicky. But if you've got an Apple product, then it's not as finicky. You know, like if you got their Beats headphones or the other Apple headphone, I forgot, the expensive one. I don't have one of those. But I found that the SoundCore stuff tends to pair easily as well. But so I don't know if that's a brand, like specific brand issues. Like, I know you have that one that goes around your neck. I forgot what it's called, Shox or whatever. I don't know if it's something to do with that or if it's just Apple's Bluetooth in general. I haven't had too many problems. I've had to forget devices. You know, you click the forget device and repair and to fix some certain things, but I don't know.
Well, we'll see. So, Phil, how's the, I heard you and Wally working on your electrical issues there. You got things worked out?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he was here when the power was going crazy and the air conditioning kicked on. The lights dimmed and then went real bright. And so he's saying I need to put this device on my compressor to ramp it up slowly. So I will look into that.
Soft start, baby.
Hey, guys.
Well,
there's two other things you could do, Phil. One, buy a bigger generator. Or two, and then, you know, give that smaller generator to one of your friends, like Sean or Wally. And then, or two, I've thought about this. On your furnace, turn your blower on, a fan on, and leave the fan run all the time. That way it'll only be two things that have to start instead of three. Go ahead, Sean.
I like your first plan there. So, yeah, Phil, I'll trade you your old AC unit for one 5070.
What a bargain. How can I resist that?
What your friends are for. No, I didn't say the AC unit. I said the generator. You need like a 24K. Go ahead, Sean.
Now, you know me. I'm happy with my portable and my hookups and all that stuff. You know, I admit it would be convenient to have the auto start and everything like that, but we don't really need it, and I'm pretty happy with the setup I got. But I would like to find a way that if it ever gets like it did the other day, to to run the air. I do got two generators. I retired the one only because we wanted a little bit more oomph so we could run a little bit more of the house and the automatic coffee maker and the microwave or the toaster. We can run any one of those. Just don't run two of them at the same time. We can run any one of those plus the rest of the house, everything we possibly could want except the air. And so there was nothing wrong with the generator I retired, except for it just wasn't big enough. But I could definitely see myself. I don't know what it would take to run a 2-ton. You know, could you run that with 5K? And if you could, I could take that 5K and just dedicate it just to that.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, if you could get it started, that's the big thing. That's where the soft starter comes into play. But yeah, I was thinking about, you know, because he's going to be without power for quite a bit more. I was thinking, Bill, if you just, on your thermostat, it says fan auto, fan on. Turn the fan on. That way it'll be one less big amp draw when the compressor kicks on. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, well, so far everything's running smoothly, so I think it was just during that crazy time with the power fluctuating, but now that it's just plain off, I don't think I have a problem. Anyways, I'm working this computer that I have that has an old IBM desktop that I was running Windows 7 on, of some things, but that's all I needed. It wasn't really doing anything but being a remote connection for my controller and stuff, so I got to figure out what I'm going to do with that. I think the power supply blew, and we either have to replace the computer or replace the power supply. I got to figure this out. Still there?
Yeah, I'm playing repeater games. So, all right, I'll talk to you later. WDD.
What talk group you been keeping that on?
I think it's his repeater ID, 315 something.
All right, I'm out. Keep here.
Yeah, it's either the A or PSC. What is it? What's that? 35 or 3 whatever 5049 or else it's one of two. It's either the A or PSC one or the one specifically for his repeater. I think the one I can do on the local machine here. The other one, I can do either one with my open spot, so.
Yeah, and if you're ever at your desk, you can just use brandmeister.network and queue a bunch of things to listen to.
Hey, Sean, does your open spot have All-Star?
What was the question related to All-Star?
Rick, KAWJ, does your open spot support All-Star?
No. As far as I know, the only Shark RF product to have that capability is the M1KE. But I do, for All-Star, I use my clear node or one of my regular All-Star nodes.
Okay, that's what I thought, because I've heard other people claiming that their open spot did All-Star, but it must have been just the mic, the mic cage.
Yep, so far it's the only one that does it all is the clear node, but it kind of does it all. Lets you take an analog radio and then using DV switch, DV switch, whatever it is. Anyhow, you can you can get on the digital modes. It works, but I'm definitely, I keep separate. I've got a couple of digitals. I've got a Chipster, Pi-2-based hotspot, and I've got my OpenSpot, which is what I normally use for all the digital stuff, and then I've got the ClearNode, which is what I use mostly for the analog stuff.
Yeah, I ended up with the ClearNode also for the same reason. I thought, I got all kinds of analog handhelds there I could use with it. And you're right, it does. I believe it does use DB switch to do the digital ones. I mostly stick around to All-Star or DMR kind of thing. I did talk to some guys in Indiana or something on P25, some repeaters, but that was pretty rough. I haven't done any NXDN or the YSF or NX diffusion channels there on the ClearNote. I've also got a ZumSpot Elite 3.5-inch, and that covers all the digital pretty easily.
Yeah, it's a nice little piece of kit, so I'm very happy with mine. You know, do you need one? No. But it sure is handy. Anywho, all right, I got to get back to some stuff. I'm trying to take advantage of the grass being wet and it still being a little hot. Doing some indoor stuff, so I'm gonna get back to it here because I'm guessing it's gonna dry up here pretty short order, and I'll be able to maybe go out and do some lawn, which needs it desperately.
Well, good luck. I got a bunch of downed branches here in the yard across the sidewalk. I don't think I'm going to be tackling that either. Anyway, have a good one. Happy 4th of July there. No barbecue here. I got a belly full of fish sticks. Catch you later, KAWOJ.
KF8GBV.
F-A-G-E-D, I think it was, K-8-W-O-J.
Good afternoon, and happy 4th of July. That's Rick over there, right? This is Andy.
Yes, sir, Andy, how the heck you doing? Are you staying out of trouble?
Somehow, I am. Against all odds, I'm staying out of trouble. How'd your yard hold up to the weather yesterday? I didn't lose any trees. Seemed to my garden took a beating though.
Yeah, the trees are still standing, but I got a bunch of downed branches in the yard across the little sidewalk going out to the front. It was pretty windy. I'm amazed we didn't lose power.
Yeah, I was surprised as well. I was fully prepared to be dragging the Jenny out. My antenna stayed on my roof too. My little homemade antenna mount stood the test, so happy about that.
I kind of enjoy watching the storm, so I was afraid to get on the base there, and I sat out on the porch here with a handheld. You don't get out that awful well, but I just didn't, all the thunder and lightning going on, I just didn't trust the base antenna there.
Yeah, I generally will unplug my base station. I've got it all grounded out there pretty well, but I don't know. I just don't want to. It's all too expensive to screw around and find out if it'll handle a lightning strike or not.
Yeah, I should do the same, but I never do. it's what I'm calling a base station anymore is a, I got a 991A, but that's over at the corner collected dust. It's a big piece of junk. And I've got three other mobiles. So I have one of those, or two of those hooked up.
You like that 991A? He says collecting dust. That's what I have as well at home. And still figuring her out. But yeah, what are your thoughts on that machine?
Worst money I ever spent. I was just tickled to get one, you know, the shack in the box kind of thing. And it ran fine for about 6 months or so. And then the finals blew, the UHF-VHF finals blew. And so I, you know, send it back. There's only one repair shop in Southern California close to the border there, Mexican border. $250 a pop sending it into shipping and insurance. And 6-8 weeks later, you get it back kind of thing. And usually within another 6 months or so, it's popping again. And the SWR is good. I finally got tired of it. I had about a grand going back and forth to California there to get it fixed. And then I have to start testing it myself, guys, because all they do is replace spinals. They don't try to figure out what happened, what's wrong with it. And the power's all over the place. You can set it at 25 watts across the board. It'll run anywhere from 18 to 39 watts, almost 40 watts. Depending on the frequency you're on kind of thing. So you can imagine if you get it set, if you set it from 25 to 30, then you, the finals usually pop. So I just quit screwing with it. I got $2,300 in that radio, and you know, now it's just sitting there collecting dust.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's no good. I haven't, got an HF antenna hooked up to it yet. I've just been, you know, doing repeater work and stuff with it, but, yeah, that's not encouraging to hear.
Oh, sorry, up until the first breakdown, I was just tickled with it. It seemed to be a nice radio, but all the guys I knew they were running 991A's, sooner or later, it's got to go in for repairs. I don't know. The original 991 just had, it was a nightmare, and they claimed they fixed the problem. It was a production problem, and yeah. And but as far as I can see, they didn't fix anything. But live and learn, I guess.
Yes, sir. That's sort of, yeah, trial and error, and a bit of money. You ever, I got a question for you on antennas. I'm trying to figure out how to set up an HF antenna in my house, and thinking about putting some wire in my attic. Do you ever do a doublet, if I'm pronouncing that right?
No, sir, I haven't done any HF at all. Best I did was I hooked that 991A up in 6 meter, and I ran it up to 80 watts. Talked to a few repeaters, and that was about it.
Roger that. Yeah, I've been pretty entertained just, you know, working 2 meters and 70, but it does have an HF function, and that was, like you said, a shack in a box. That was why I was looking to do something with HF, but yeah, I just don't know what kind of dang old antenna to do, and my wife isn't thrilled about me turning our home into a giant ball of metal on the rooftop. So I was trying to hide one in the attic, but kind of hard to get good intel on what's the best to do and all that.
Yeah, guys used to tell me to just run a wire up the chimney there, up the peak kind of thing, and stretch of wire across the peak and just go that route. But I don't know why that wouldn't work in the attic.
Well, I may give it a go and run a little experiment, and maybe in a couple months I can report back and tell you about how I cooked my 991A.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy. Yeah, and if I remember right, the 991A's got a built-in tuner, so that should help a lot.
Yeah, I'm talking to you on a FTM 510, which is another Yaesu unit, and I love this thing. That was the first one I bought, and I ended up moving it to my truck. But man, this thing, I really do like it better than the 991A. It's just got a lot of great features.
Yeah, I probably should have done more looking around kind of thing, but I was just too lazy to start. The shack in the box thing got me. And I've got a couple of other issues. I got a FT300D mobile. That's a nice radio. I enjoy the heck out of that. And I've got a handheld, what is it, 50D or something like that, which is a nice radio, but the battery is just crap. And you get a, it's a 1800 milliamp hour battery, and you'd have to have a pocket full of batteries to carry on any kind of conversation. And to get some third-party ones, you got to order from Japan or China, and it takes about 6 months on a slow boat to get here kind of thing.
KF8GIC.
Yeah, go ahead, KF8GIC.
Chris, good morning. Happy 4th of July. Yes, I have a wire antenna, and I have Yaesu 710. There's no better than that wire antenna. It's better. Last week, I was with a 6-meter on that wire, and the LDG 200 watt, that's what I was running, and it was so clear. It's just like somebody was sitting next by me.
How you doing, Jack? Good to hear you. There you go, Andy. Jack can help you out with that. Jack, I'm curious, did you put it on the roof or in the attic?
Oh, it was on the tree. It went on the tree. But you know what? I tried the attic. I didn't put it on a roof. No, I tried on the tree.
What kind of wire are you running? You got like an NFED or, yeah, give me, if you don't mind sharing a description of it, sir.
No problem, it's a 12 gauge wire. You can throw there, tie up a water bottle, throw it right on a tree. It doesn't have to be that high. I don't know where you're located at. Doesn't have to be that high anyhow. It could be high as the house, and you will do good, because that's what I did with mine. I put a bottle and threw it there on a tree and got in, and now it's facing west. No, I'm sorry, east. The wire is facing east, and I'm getting the 6-meter, 40-meter, 20-meter, and really the 10-meter, it was unbelievable. It was about last 3 months ago. I saw all over the world.
Is that a, are you running a balanced line to that, or is that like a coax line?
Just like, I don't know if you know, the audio wires. Find out which, you know, you can get them out of DX Engineer. Just ask him for one and go, throw it right on the tree. They'll give you one.
and tell them it's a 12 gauge, which is, I believe it goes like a, I call it 12 gauge, which it is, you know, and some of them say 1 millimeter or something like that. I don't know exactly how it is, but I know it's a 12 gauge.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8GDD. Well, thank you very much, Jack. Yeah, that's encouraging. What I've been looking at is building a doublet, and that uses ladder line instead of coax. And I guess the difference there is that it is, it's more tunable to different bands, and at least my understanding is, you know, the length of wire largely determines what bands you can reach, you know, with a certain SWR. But I'm still learning. Back to you, or over to you, Rick.
Yeah, that reminds me. I I've got no experience with it, but I have seen pictures and guys talk about they'd have like these 6-foot wooden fences, and they would run a line like an end set around the top of the wood fence in their yard. You know, 6 foot off the ground kind of thing. They'd get out just fine.
Yeah, I've seen a bit of that too. I was actually thinking about putting in a grapevine trellis, you know, just a couple 4x4s and some wire. But I was looking at it, and I was like, dang, that's pretty much an antenna right there.
Yeah, you can do that. Get a 2x4 long enough, you know what I mean, throw it there. You shouldn't have no problem at all. It's the same thing. 2x4 wood. Or 4x4, it's better.
Jack, you're pretty loud and clear over here today. Are you out here by your sisters at the lake today?
No, not yet. She called me. She said, come a little bit after 1 o'clock. I said, no problem. All right, guys. Go ahead and finish up what you got to do. And good talking to you. And anything you need, let me know. I will be, much as possible, I can help you out. KF8DRC.
Have a good one, Jack, and safe driving. Catch you later. Always good to hear you. There you go, Andy. I imagine there's a whole lot more other people that can probably help you out, too. I guess that's one of the best parts of the hobby, is playing and testing and finding out.
Yeah, Jack, thank you very much for jumping in there and sharing your experience on that. That's very helpful. Hope you have a good holiday, and 73 to you, sir.
One thing else, I really was all over about 4 months ago on that 10-meter. It's just unbelievable. Spain, Kuwait, I mean, you name it, there was countries that were out there, and that's when I was on that wire. But get that LDG 200 watt. That's a new one right now. They have 100. I had 100. It didn't do me any good. When I put the 200, and that's when I was out on 6-meter. I had 5 people from Canada. And that's all I have for you guys. Take care. Have a good day. KF8DRC.
I'm not sure if my last transmission went through there. Rick, you still there?
I bet he's gone looking for that wire on GX Engineering. KAWOJ, I'll be clear.
Yeah, Rick, I may be getting to the end of my range here, so I will sign off. But it was good talking to you, sir. Hope you have a good holiday. 73.
Okay, have a good one and safe travels, and good luck with that antenna. Be anxious to hear what you end up with. Have a good one. K-E-8-W-O-J, I'll be clear.
W-D-8-K-L-O. KF8DRC from WD8KLO. KF8 Detroit Rock City Jack from WD8KLO.
Good morning, Greg. How you doing? That's the first time I hear you out there. Last about 3 days ago, I shouted for you. You weren't out there anyhow. How you doing? And happy 4th of July.
Yeah, okay, Jack. Yeah, good to hear you, my friend. Yeah, I just heard you out there a minute ago. I was putting the old 991A. I heard a guy talking bad about a 991A, and I was about ready to say, you know what? I got one, and it works beautiful. But anyways, like my Yaesus, I think I got every one of them, the 991A, the FTDX-10, the 510 and the 3D, what is it, 5D, I don't know. I got all the Yaesu stuff, and I love it. Back to you, Jet.
I don't know, it may be still out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I was, you know, on the HF net, and it's probably, every night there's probably three 991As out there, and they all sound beautiful. I got one, and I never had a problem with it. But anyways, good to hear you, Jack. You going out to your family today?
I'm going to die about 1 o'clock, 1:30. That's what she wants me to come by. No problem, I'll come by. Have a little sit down around and talk and all that. But they say it's going to rain, so I don't know what's the chance of rain, you know. But what can you do? Rain or rains, you know, you're inside the house anyhow. So, anyhow, how's things there?
Oh, doing pretty good. I'm due for another shot in my back, so it's been, I don't know, 5 months, so I'm in a little bit of pain. So I go, not next week, the following week. So I'm just hoping to get that done here. But other than that, we're doing good. Everything going, how's your garden? Your garden should be doing pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got tomatoes are growing, about 3 of them. Cherry tomatoes, about 5. And the cucumbers, just unbelievable, those pickled cucumbers. I picked up already 20. And there's still a lot of flowering in them.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal. I figured the gardener's stuff is really doing well, being so hot. And we haven't dried out completely. I thought the lawn was going to dry out here with that heat spell, but we got a little rain last night and greened it right back up. So, all right, back to you, Jack. WD8KLO.
Yes, sir, Greg. Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Just keep monitoring. Well, no problem at all. So get a hold of you. Anyhow, I gotta get ready to go, and because I gotta take a shower and all that, and before I leave. So, good talking to you, Greg. Have a good day, and have a happy 4th of July. KF8DRC.
Okay, Jack. Always a pleasure talking to you, and you have a great 4th of July with your family. We will talk to you later from KF8 Detroit Rock City from D80 Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima. We're clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WITMKYKF.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.